38 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Mildly defensive price action early this morning and starting the day session here today. Crude markets up about a half a dollar, and the dollar trade is slipping just a little bit. There was a sale of 1,199,000 metric tons of beans sold to China announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning for 2018-19 marketing year. Current price action, March corn is currently down 1.25 at 384.25. July corn is down 1.25 as well at 398.75. And next December's at 403.25, down 1.75. Soybeans for January, down a nickel at 902.75. July beans, 940.25, down 5.5. And next November is down 4.75 at 951.5. Chicago wheat for March is currently down 6.75 at 526. July wheat is 539.25, down 6.5. For Kansas City, March wheat is down 5.75 at 511.5. And next July is 533.5, down 6. Minneapolis wheat is currently for March down 1.75 at 575. And next September is 595.75, down 1.25. Early livestock trade started mixed with a firming bias. Hogs up about a half a dollar and cattle steady firm. Things to watch going forward. Federal Open Market Committee results due out this afternoon. A quarter point rate hike is expected. Wording of the comments going forward will be scrutinized for rate hike bias for next year. Based on the late last month's comments, the Fed seems to be migrating towards a more dovish posture. Reading between the lines, the comments about rate hikes next year will be key. Current ideas are that the Fed will raise interest rates once next year. Previously, there had been telegraphing multiple rate hikes for 2019. In addition, the Fed may actually be challenged to cut interest rates for 2020. Cattle on feed numbers, hogs and pigs report, and cold storage numbers due out on Thursday. China news and funds appear to be in the driver's seat. Keep in mind that trade around holidays can be kind of choppy and erratic. Looking at the corn chart, it still looks like we have a breakaway gap on the charts with upside bias of probably another nickel to a dime. Soybeans have basically bounced off the lows of the trading range and trying to recover a little bit. We'll have to wait and see if the China news going forward. And the wheat market seems to be basing nicely. Upside prospects are a little bit challenged right now, but we are pretty competitive in the world market. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We appreciate that update. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Checking your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, our warm weather continues at least for another couple of days. Partly cloudy today with a high of 50 degrees, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight with light rain possible down to a low of 40 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow with light rain likely and a high of 46. Then mostly cloudy and cooler for the day on Friday. A few snow flurries possible and a high of 36 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.